Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Everyday Heroes, the mini series of Hero Devs for the experiences of women in tech whose everyday. I'm your host, Wendy. The month of March in the United States, this mini series will chat with some women in tech who share their journey of how they got here and where they want to go. Today, we're talking with Angela Robertson. She joins us from New Jersey today. Welcome, Angela.
Hi, thank you for having me.
All right. Well, Angela, tell me about yourself.
So basically, my name is Angela. Right now, I'm working as the professional services coordinator here at Hero Devs. And so basically, I'm the assistant or admin assistant to the VP of professional services. And I handle some of the paperwork and things like that. And I'm also helping out with the legal side in our sales department and finalizing contracts and things like that. So.
Okay. How long have you been in tech?
I am very new to tech. It's a whole new industry and I'm absolutely loving it. Great. Yeah.
What did you do before you got into tech?
So before I got into tech, I was working as a legal assistant for a mid-sized law firm. They handle many different practice areas. I was the executive assistant to one of the named partners. So it was a lot of work. And then he was also the senator. So it was handling a lot of the Senate stuff, some political stuff. And like I said, just filing and things like that. But that's basically where my background came from.
Political stuff, filing, like filing cases, filing.
Yes, filing them with the court, not filing like folders and things like that, even though I did that too. Uh-huh. But more so like filing things with the court, handling some general litigation items, and then also dealing with contracts and handbooks and stuff for governments.
That's cool. Yeah. You were working there. Is there a project or something that stands out to you that you just loved working on?
I did love to file things. So I loved like helping draft briefs and things like that and getting everything like prepared. Because it's not like just one paper that you have to like submit. There's like, you know, a notice to serve and certification of service and like all these different pieces that you have to put together. And I just kind of loved packaging it all up and then submitting it over to the court. So that was always a fun time for me. All the other stuff was nice, but that was my favorite part.
That's your favorite part, packaging it all together. Yeah. That is very satisfying.
Yes. Getting it done and out the way.
Right. So how do you feel like your past experience kind of influences how you take your approach here at Hero Devs?
So basically having the legal background that I have, it's very helpful for what I'm doing now. Again, I am still fairly new. I've only been with Hero Devs for a couple of months, but just being able to take some of that legal experience and looking over the contracts and just kind of being able to interpret some things. And it's really cool because when the lawyers come on, I know what they're talking about, having that background. But yeah, that's where I've been able to kind of fuse those two worlds together.
Okay. If you could give advice, one piece of advice to a big group of people, what would it be?
I would say to embrace new opportunities. Because even like, you know, coming to Hero Devs, I was a little nervous because it was a different industry. And I absolutely love it. And so I would just say to the masters, just like I said, just embrace those things that are presented to you because they can just turn into something that's, you know, really great. And then speaking to, you know, Women's History Month and things like that, a lot of women don't tend to embrace or go for certain opportunities because with a lot, and this is statistically, this is not just my, you know, opinion, our counterparts kind of go for the gold. And, you know, even if they feel that certain things don't align, they're just like, I'm just going to go for it and we'll figure it out. But as females, if we're not 100%, you know, aligned with it, we're like, no, it's not going to work. And so, you know, just speaking to the females and, you know, the tech industry, you know, just kind of go for it, embrace it.
Was there a time in your career or your life in general when you wished you had that advice, but you didn't?
Where I had that advice and I didn't. Let's see. Not necessarily. I can honestly say that even coming here, you know, I reached out to my sisters and I had a talk about it because, like I said, it was a complete pivot. And I had somebody that was able to kind of give me that advice and say, you know, hey, I think that this is a great opportunity for you, and you can do legal in tech. And so, yeah, I don't think there was ever an opportunity. I mean, I have a great support group at home. So, I don't think there was ever any time that I didn't have, you know, someone kind of rooting me on and just giving me that advice.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people don't.
Right. Yeah. I have great sisters.
So your advice was to embrace more opportunities. Mm-hmm. And then you also mentioned that you know that it's a tendency for many women not to do that. Mm-hmm. Was there a time when you felt like you needed to advocate for someone else to take that advice?
Yes. So even with regards to my, one of my coworkers wanted to go into a specific practice area, and that's where she felt like her strengths were. And she basically, she kind of kept her, you know, mouth quiet, and she kind of just like mumbled under her breath, like, oh, this is not what I wanted to do, because she was doing more so trial litigation, and that just really wasn't where she was comfortable. And I kind of gave her my grandfather's old advice, is the squeaky wheel gets the oil. So, you know, you have to speak up, you know. And so I kind of pushed her to kind of like, you know, go for it. You know, if that's what you want to do, speak up and let them know that those are your strengths. And that's where you can see yourself flourishing. So
did she follow your advice? Did that work out for her?
She did. She ended up reaching out to HR, and they had a conversation. I don't know where it transpired after that, or what happened after that, because I left. She did reach out. So yeah, I was glad to be a part of, just kind of giving that advice.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing that.
Absolutely.
Have you ever experienced a moment of realization about either the tech industry or in industries that you've worked in the past, where you felt like the gender dynamics changed your approach or your thinking?
Realization about the tech industry. Mm-hmm. Like I said, being in tech and being fairly new in tech, I really haven't experienced that that dynamic. I know that in tech, it is a male-dominated field. And so I can imagine that being intimidating for a lot of women, kind of joining or kind of going into that space. I personally have not had that experience though yet.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. I feel like in general, the tech industry is very a welcoming industry. At least that's right. Been my personal experience.
Exactly.
I've learned about other people's experience too. Mm-hmm. What kind of education do you have? What kind of your education background?
So right now, I've kind of been in and out of school just for all different reasons. Either I moved away from the school or something else became priority. Right now, though, I am in school right now going for my paralegal studies, my associate degree. I do. My goal would be to obtain my bachelor's degree. I'm not exactly sure in what yet. But I would like to have that off my list. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay. Is there a specific area of maybe law that you'd like to look into, or are you just kind of keeping your options open?
I do plan on keeping my options open. I kind of have one of those minds where I like to dabble into everything. I like can't commit to just the one thing. I like to have my hands in a lot of different things. But it was given, I did get some advice to kind of like start learning some of that, like the open source legal stuff. And I didn't even realize that was even an option. So I do plan on doing some research into that. Yeah, I think that would be helpful for me to help out here with the Hero Devs.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You said you like to dabble. What else do you like to do?
I'm just a jack of all trades and a master of none. But I can't. There's no one thing that I won't do. I crochet. I have rabbits and animals. I like to go bike riding. I like. I have all different kinds of hobbies. I sing. I'm just everywhere. I do hair. I have a license in cosmetology.
So, know that.
Yes. I can't sit still. So it's like, I'm always like reaching for the next thing. I like information. So anything that they're like, hey, here's a certification, I'm on board.
That's awesome. You sing, yeah. You do hair, you do, that's yes. So cool.
All over the place.
So with all of these things, what do you want to do next?
I really want to dive deep with this tech. It's like I said, it's just a world that I had never experienced and never thought that I'd experience. It wasn't even kind of on my radar. I just thought that that was like all coding, just a bunch of coders. And then, like I said, I've just been kind of learning that there's a lot of different areas. Like, you know, the QA testing is something else that kind of is of interest to me. And like I said, just being able to learn this legal side. So what I would say is next is really just trying to finish out my associate's degree and then trying to see what other things I can do that'll help out on that legal side with Hero Devs.
Okay. Diving deeper into tech. I mean, I personally love tech, and I also have a soft spot for QA engineers. That's how I first got into tech.
Oh, really cool.
I had no tech experience, but I knew how to use the application that the company that I worked for used. And instead of hiring someone with tech experience, they decided to hire someone who knew the app and then teach them the tech.
Smart.
There are a lot of interesting ways to get into technology
yeah. In
the industry that sometimes people don't think about.
Yes.
I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't go to school for technology or for being a QA engineer. Sometimes you just look for those opportunities and you take them.
Exactly. That's to my point. And it's so crazy because my sister kind of got on me about this, but she had been telling me for years to get into tech. And I was like, I'm not doing that. Like, I don't know how to do any of that stuff. And she just kept saying, there's a way that you can do legal and align that with tech. Like you can do that in a tech company. And I didn't know what she was talking about. I was like, that's, she's got 8 years on me and I'm like still like no, you don't know anything. But once I brought her this opportunity and I was like, you know, hey, what do you think? You know, she kind of laughed in my face, like, I told you a long time ago that you can do this. So that was kind of like the kick in the pants, you know. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. So you said that you're in school right now.
Yes.
I'm guessing in paralegal school they don't really talk about technology law specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you're learning in school right now that you feel like is kind of helping you in your everyday life?
So they do kind of have some tech that they do. They do like, I guess it, I don't even know if that would really count, like on IP stuff. But what I'm learning now, a lot of it I've learned has applied to life. So I've had a lot of times that I've had to draft up documents and letters like to the landlord and stuff like that. I've helped other people draft letters, and I actually even helped my landlord write a notice to cease. And what else did I do? I helped a couple of people with expungements. And I'm also a certified notary. So I've done a little bit of training with some other people to kind of get them on board and doing notarizations and loan signings and things of that nature. So that's yeah.
So for a regular person like me, what is an expungement?
Oh, I'm sorry. So basically an expungement is if you have some type of an outstanding record that's beyond maybe like a parking ticket or something like that. There are certain requirements that you would have to meet, but after a certain amount of time, and when you meet those requirements, you can actually file paperwork to the court where they'll basically like put that record to the side so that if anybody is ever looking through your records or doing a background check, that doesn't come up anymore. So for instance, I had people like if they get in like a bar fight and then someone wants to like file charges, which is like the case for one of the ones that I helped out with. It wasn't exactly a bar fight, but similar to. So basically, but then New Jersey passed a law where now you can carry, you can get a permit to carry. So a concealed carry, meaning like your firearm. Mm-hmm. And this person is an old military vet. And they're like, listen, I want to be able to carry, like, that's what their comfort is. And so it's just, you know, what they wanted to do, but they couldn't do it with this on their record. And so I went and I helped file that paperwork so that they can start that process. So
that's really cool.
Yeah.
What works out for that person?
It's a long and steady road.
Right. Yeah. What gets you most excited to come to work?
The people, to be honest. It's like I said, it's a lot the people here are a lot happier when you work in legal. Support staff all over on that side. Everyone's really nice, but the lawyers sometimes are like, they have deadlines. They're very busy, and not saying that everybody's busy here, but it's just a different kind of energy when you're dealing with the court system and you're dealing with judges and things like that, because it's just a really stressful environment here. It's like, it's the same amount of work. But the energy is just, it's just so different. And so I just kind of, I'm able to come into work and I'm just not boggled down with, like, you know, it's just, yeah, that's kind of what I look forward to.
Good. I also like the energy here.
Yeah.
I do have a lot of deadlines, but
it's a lot of deadlines. It's a lot of work, oh my goodness, a lot of smart people here. But like I said, the energy is just way different. So I look forward to it.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. When was the first time you felt that difference?
The first day. I can honestly say it. Yeah. Everybody just even, my first team meeting was kind of glitchy. I had some internet issues or whatever with at home, mm-hmm. but it just, everyone was smiling. Everybody was just, you know, just very welcoming. Even in my individual meetings that I had with everyone, I was just welcomed open arms. Everyone was very excited to bring me on. And, you know, I just really, I enjoyed it. So from day one, I felt the difference.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm really glad to hear that. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, not that I can really think of, but like I said, it's just the tech industry is a great space to be in. You can find a lot of what you may be doing currently and kind of move it into tech. A lot of that stuff can align with different positions. And I just say, take a look.
That's great advice.
Absolutely.
Thanks for sharing that. And thanks for being vulnerable and all of the things.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Well, thank you, Angela, for joining us. I hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
Have a great one.